The last 14 months, God inspired me to jot down a few thoughts for the day. Brief, terse, thought-provoking thoughts. And since the last 14 to 15 months, God has inspired me to write over 3,450 such thoughts. Let me just quote a few of these. Divine grace is a priceless gift, unwanted by many. To love is to share, and to share is to care, and caring is the apex of the Christian life. Anyone can pray without caring, but you cannot care without praying. An ounce of love far outweighs a pound of deceit. Living a contentious life will inevitably nullify a Christian's testimony. Monday's living is true of Sunday's worship. True happiness is the result of inner peace. A good character has sterling qualities that is normally respected by others. We judge character by what we usually observe. No amount of money can buy character. It takes a heap of good living to acquire it. If time is of essence, why aren't some people taking advantage of it? Life is full of complicities, and only the strong survive. A godly life usually enforces a powerful sermon. An ungodly man can never blame a godly man for his action. Never be too busy to speak a kind word or to do a good deed to a neighbor. Character reveals the true man in the darkest hour. A sordid life degrades the character of man. Never let a day pass without seeking divine wisdom and guidance to live a holy life. Man's character will ultimately be determined by the life he lives. A life of witnessing is the distinctive life of a Christian. True love is man's greatest asset to reach others for Christ. Mark the perfect man as he walks in the ways of the Lord. Mercy is an index to man's true nature. He is wise who accepts God's word to be authentic. Love is a wide avenue to Christian service. Healing release is the instrument of God to assure man that his faith had been honored. Love reigns supreme where hate is evident. Perfect love is a mighty force to conquer evil influence. There is absolutely nothing so infectious as a God-fearing man. Past experience enables us to deal with future problems. It takes a wise man to bridle his tongue in the presence of the wicked. Think twice before you speak. It will save your reputation. It would be rather difficult to make spiritual progress without cross-bearing. Our love for another depends largely on our love and faith towards God. Many families have been altered by the family altar. Books may build the intellect, but the Bible builds strong spiritual character. Helping the helpless is an unselfish service rendered. Being available is one thing, but availing ourselves to assist someone in desperate need is another thing. Busy people are not necessarily helping people. Practice kindness will not only help your self-esteem, but will in a measure benefit others. The highway to heaven is not paved with gold. Basically, it is rough and rugged and with many detours. The travelers thereon must, from start to finish, be alert to complete the journey. Busybodies are not necessarily busy people, helping those with needs. When you feel less like praying, pray. Faith keeps hope alive, and without faith, hope dies. Faith and hope are closely related. One cannot survive without the other. Grace is God's way of saying, I provided you with this gift, so use it for your soul's benefit. Take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. It will award success. Perfect love will demonstrate, when demonstrated, will reflect a Christ-like character. If you're weary in well-doing, try praying. Exercise your Christian prerogative to live as to please God. Money is only dough, and when left alone will rise like money in the bank. The Christian life is like a sliding board. It is difficult to climb up, but it's easy to slide down. The steps of the righteous man can be seen from a distance. Don't trifle with your conscience, for sooner or later, it will give you a power of choice. Never let a day pass without seeking divine wisdom and guidance to live a holy life. Man's character will ultimately be determined by the way he lives. A life of witnessing is the distinctive life of a Christian. True love is man's greatest asset to reach others for Christ. Mark the perfect man as he walks in the ways of the Lord. Mercy is an index to man's true character. When you feel less like praying, pray. If you're weary in well-doing, try praying. Exercise your Christian prerogative to live a holy life. Love will never retreat from the battle of life when so much is at stake. Goodness and mercy will pursue after a righteous man. Love as a noun cannot be verbalized. You cannot take it out of context, so let it be. It will prove its worth. God demands the best there is with the least of us. One becomes an easy prey to Satan when faith is diminished. Holiness is not merely a profession, but a performance. Christian love has no boundaries in the pathway of duty. The best results are brought about by working and not wishing. Broken covenants are man's invention. God never lies. No sacrifice is burdensome when love is involved. An unbridled tongue is far more devastating than the modern implements of warfare. One cannot trifle with a tender conscience without receiving a deserving prick. The Bible promises no loaves to the loafer. Portraying Christ is far more effective than preaching him. Cares are burdensome when carried alone. There are no bypaths along the straight and narrow road to Zion. Apology is the only tool that can fix a breach with an offended brother. Displaying a Christ-like spirit around the church is just as binding in his home. Self-conceit is like a putrefying virus. It smells. No sacrifice is grievous when it entails the right motive. There's nothing more tragic than to see men planning the future without divine approval. Ignoring Bible truths are not no sign that we are ignorant of them. Prayer is a mighty force that can move both men and mountains. The supreme test of one's life is to trust God completely when the going is rough. The finality of cross-bearing is crown-wearing. The essence of true holiness has its roots in the Spirit's baptism. Victorious living is a byproduct of a Christ-centered life. A cross must be spiritually born and not physically worn. To wear a cross is considered a trinket, but to bear a cross is a symbol of triumph. Men ought to regulate their lives by the Spirit, by the gospel's thermostat. The spiritual pulse of any church is not to be measured by the result of religious excitement, but by righteous example. Faith, hope, and charity are inseparable links that bind Christians with an unbreakable chain of unity. There is a tremendous need for more biblical preaching and not more philosophical antics. Faults are not readily admitted when self-examined. Worry is like a thief that robs men of their faith in God. Since kindness has no price tag on it, we ought to be more liberal in its distribution. Covetousness is an offspring of carnality, wanting everything without recompense. Envy is a root of carnality that creates confusion and every evil imaginable. Happy is the man that considers the ways of the Lord. His going is not in vain. Conscience, like a pinpoint, when treated carelessly, will besmirch the fair pages of one's Christian's character. Unwavering faith is needed to maintain a well-balanced Christian experience. Character is made and not bought. The light of the righteous shineth forever, but the lamp of the wicked is extinguished. Forbearance is a Christian attribute, enabling one to withstand any opposition without revenge. Faith is the eye of the soul that sees God in the time of adversity. There is nothing more alarming than to see men aiming at their life's target in the wrong direction. Bypassing gospel truth is the quickest route to damnation. Faith in Christ is like a master key that it can unlock heaven's mysteries. Kindness is a virtue we can all distribute freely without cost. Self-righteousness is a dangerous disease that will have an adverse effect on one's influence. A wise man beholdeth evil and fleeth, but the foolish relish it and is destroyed. Christian ethic is better understood in the home. Laziness exhibits man's will to do absolutely nothing. The grace of God is a priceless gift, unwanted by the masses. The Word of God is the best tonic for an anemic soul. Your attitude towards a brother is best settled at an altar. The more we pray, the less difficult we find it to be. Happy is a man that bears his cross uncomplainingly. Until we truly know ourselves, we will find it more difficult to understand others. time is of great essence, whether we use it or not. The sanctified experience is like an open door through which a soul passes in order to enjoy God's presence. One's Christian witness should be a constant challenge and not a cumbersome chore. Perfect love is a well-balanced Christian attribute. There are no bypasses on the road to heaven. You must come by the way of the cross. Christian concern can be best understood by performance. The Christian life should shine the brightest during the darkest moments of our lives. Defiance to God's law will inevitably bring full consequences. Covetousness is the parent of all sin. Its deadly virus to its offspring. Covetousness is the byproduct of the carnal nature. Christian love can be understood in any language. God's love is unfathomable and unexplainable, what can be experienced through His Son. When hopes are shattered, life ceases to have a meaning. The manner in which you react towards wickedness is a sure sign that you're definitely against it. Accountability to Christ and one another is a biblical principle. Making investments for our spiritual life is sure to bring big dividends in this life and the life to come. Compliments to God's commission will result in a glorious success. Christ's word were, launch out into the deep. Complying with His command would be considered blind faith, yet it reaped great reward. Life is punctuated with disappointments. Life is not what it seemed to be without personal assessment. Life has many thrilling experiences and also many chilling encounters.